Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Did this say Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, except for those pesky generational curses? And you'll require substantial discernment and anointing for those. Help us, Lord. You're either blessed or you're cursed. Come on now, you're going to see this stronger and stronger as we go along. And the thing is, you don't accept one or the other based on how you feel or how it looks or what you or mama or sis or grandma have experienced. This is by faith. And if he says, I'm blessed, then what do you say?
I'm blessed,
period. Yeah, but no buts. I'm blessed. Yeah, but what about all these curses? I'm not cursed. Christ has redeemed me from the curse. I'm not cursed. Yeah, but what about other? Listen, I'm not cursed. I am blessed. Period. Yeah, but now, brother, no buts. Come back to the scripture. Come back to the verse. Blessed or cursed, you can't be both. And if what the Lord has done is not enough to get you free from the curse, then you ain't getting free. No amount of intercession, no amount of prayer, no amount of going to meetings, no amount of psychoanalysis is going to do it if Jesus' blood didn't do it. But if he has done it, then it's done. Somebody said, well, why do I still feel that way? Because you don't believe it. You got to believe it. Right? Before you see it, before you feel it, you got to believe it and say it and say it and believe it and believe it and say it and say it and believe it. And when you're slapped with something that looks like it's just staring you down saying, you're cursed. Look at you. Feel that. You say, no, in Jesus' name, I've been redeemed from the curse. The Lord has redeemed me from the curse. I am blessed. How many know about a man or a woman that will do that day after day, no matter what they feel or see or anybody says? What's going to happen to them? They're coming out. They have to come out. It is written. They have to come out. Said out loud, I am not cursed. I'm blessed. Now, Numbers 22. The children of Israel set forward. Are you there? Numbers 22. And they pitched in the plains of Moab on this side Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was sore afraid of the people of God, because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. He knows that they are a big number and something's on them. They just wade through the enemy. They just wipe out the enemy and none of them die. Now see, these people believed in blessing and cursing before they got educated beyond their intelligence. They knew some things just are beyond natural explanation as to how that worked. Right? So what's their solution? We're outnumbered. We're not in covenant with God. What can we do? Stop the mighty force of these people of God. Moab said to the elders of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that are round about us as the ox licks up the grass of the field. So this is what the devil is afraid we're going to do. And his fears are justified. We're going to lick up all the blessings and all the stuff like a cow eats up all the grass. Somebody say, chomp, chomp. Yeah, yeah. That scares the devil. We have begun on a very small level, but we've begun. Let's eat up some more. He sent messengers, therefore, to Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Is there supposed to be a lot of us?
Yes.
I mean, a bunch of us. Right? We show up for some. You know, we got a little taste of that on this last election. A number of us showed up and voted. And the ungodly folk were like, what? What happened? There's supposed to be a lot of us. And we're supposed to move like one man. Unity. If something we don't like, we show up. All of us. And the people just take one look at us and go, okay, we'll change that law. Right? But the devil has wanted us to believe that there's not many of us, that we're outnumbered and we're just the minority and we can't say or do anything. It's a lie. There are multiplied millions of us all over the place. And the biggest thing is God is with us. That's irresistible. The devil knows that. He's afraid of that. And that's why he works. And you'll see the same kind of thing. He works today to cause splintering and division, strife, to keep that from happening. So verse 6, now look. Balak sends to this man named Balaam. He said, come now, therefore, I pray you, and do what? Curse me this people. For they are too mighty for me, peradventure I shall prevail, and we may smite them, and I drive them out of the land. For I what? What means no. I know that he whom you blessed is blessed, and he whom you cursed is cursed. He had a reputation that if he blessed you, then you were blessed. And if he cursed you, you're cursed. Is this real?
Yes.
Blessing and cursing. Is it real in the earth?
Yes.
Or is it just superstition? We're not reading the first book of superstitions. This is the Bible.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
This is a fact.
Yes.
And see, these people, they weren't even worshipers of God. But they knew about this guy. He had a reputation. And so the king sent for him, wanting him to curse the people of God that God had just brought out of Egyptian bondage and across the Red Sea. Wanting him to curse them. Because he said, if you curse them, I can whip them. If you curse them, we can conquer them and drive them out of the land if they're cursed. Now, that's faith. Think about it. Here is an army that is superior to yours in size and might and ability. He's not even a man of God, but he believes that if he can get the blessing off of them and get them cursed, he can whoop them. He had more faith in the blessing and curses than many Christians today. He said, come curse them for me. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand. That's money, jewelry, gold. And they came to Balaam and they spoke to him the words of Balak. And he said to them, won't you stay here tonight? And I'll bring you word again as the Lord will speak to me. And the princes of Moab abode with Balaam. And God came to Balaam in the night and said, what men are these here with you? Balaam said to God, it's Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab. He sent these guys to me. And he said, behold, there's a people come out of Egypt, which covers the face of the earth. Come now and curse me them. Peradventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And God said to Balaam, you shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed. How many know this is the final answer? This is the final. When God says, you ain't going to curse them because I have blessed them. Who can top that? Who can supersede that? Is there a witch big enough that could trump that? Are there 100 warlocks that could get together with 500 witches and have a big meeting and overcome that? The answer is no. No, no, never no. No way, no how, no. Then why? I don't mean one, I don't mean two, I don't mean four or five. Over the years, Christians that have come to me in a panic, full of fear. You can see it in their eyes. You can hear it in their voice. Brother Keith, I think a witch moved in over me in the apartment above me. I think that these people have been meeting in town, and I think they put a curse on my church. I'm talking about pastors. Scared. Why should you be scared? Are people?
Yes.
Oh. Why? They fear the curse. What does that mean? What is a curse? You're marked for destruction. Destined to be doomed. To fail. To be destroyed. Well, if God has marked you for success,
amen,
empowered you to prosper and succeed, then who can come behind him and say, no, 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 X out what God said. No, no, X that out. No, I know God said that, but I'm a witch and I have power of the dark one. It is laughable to people who know the truth.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Blessed or Cursed, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004A. That's R-1004A. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.